Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf Shir Span to Leinish Basar B'Yakushom Le'Avas Yitzchok. We're only in Gittin Daf Lamin Zayin. The Gemara in Mudbei says that a person who returns a loan in Shemitah, meaning once the loan expired, Midini Shemitah, so the Malveh, the lender, needs to tell him, Shametoni, it's Shemitah, I can't take the money. But if he says, Alot Pichen, if he says, please, I want to still pay you, so then he's allowed to take it. And the Gemara continues and says that, according to Rashi, he can force, the Malveh can force the Loive to sell Pichen. So this is a very strange mitzvah. We have a mitzvah over here that a person needs to say Mishamitani. But although he says the Mishamitani, he could still collect the money and he could still force the borrower to pay him back. So then the stand is a little bit more. The Me'a Shiloyach, the Ishbitzeh, brings in Parshas Bechukoisei, the pasuk that says, Im Bechukoisei Telechu. Im is Lashon Sofek, maybe. What do you mean, maybe Bechukoisei Telechu? What does that mean? So Zog the Me'a Shiloyach, even when a person keeps the Shulchan Aruch 100%, not necessarily he touches the inner Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is the outer Rotzon, it's a simple way to understand things, but then something you have to go to the inner Rotzon to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants from us. And he brings an example, this idea of Shmiras Kesafim. Torah says that a person needs to be mishamet his loan. But the inner idea is that he only has to say it out in front, but he could actually collect the money. So the real roots of Hashem here is what's Ruach HaChomim Noichei Menu is for the money to be collected. But on the surface, one has to say, I don't want it. And the message over here is, Ratzon Hashem is omlik mi'in tzeinu. It's very difficult to know exactly Ratzon Hashem. A person needs to try his best to do what's the right thing. And that's why he says, im b'chukoyset aleichu. Maybe you'll go b'chukoyset. You'll try your best. Not necessarily, even if you keep every single halacha, you will hit Ratzon Hashem. That's what he brings for this Gemara. And to continue this idea, his son, Rav Yaakov Leiner, and the Sefer Bis Yaakov, and Parash B'Shalach, says the similar idea on a Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar, to say that sometimes there is something called istamruto de nido, which means the same way a nido is a wife, but the nido is someone who is usher to her husband. So there's some things that a person does deserve to get, but it's not get its time. Right now it's usher on him. Right now it doesn't belong to him. So even though on the surface it seems that a person takes what belongs to him, but the rutzin apnimi of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he should not take it yet. He should wait for it. And he brings the same example from our Gemara regarding the Hashmatas Kesafim, that it seems on the surface a person should say Mishamatani. But the inner Ratzon of Hashem is what? The inner Ratzon is that he should say, that the Loive should say Alf Pichen, and the Malve should collect the money, and the Ruach HaChomim Noichimenu. That's the actual Ratzon of Hashem. But it's now revealed on the surface. Meaning this money, it looks on the surface that belongs to the borrower. But really, the Ratzon Hashem is that it should belong to the Malveh, to the lender. So Ratzon Hashem is sometimes hidden, sometimes concealed. It's not so clear. A person should not rush and take something that he feels he deserves if it's not yet something that reveals Ratzon Hashem. Rabbi Tzadok HaKoyen, the Talmud of the Me'a Shiloyach, continues on this idea from a different angle. And he refers to the Hemshech of our Gemara, because our Gemara says that Abba Bar Amarto, that is Abba Bar Menyumi, he had a loan that he owed to Rabba. And he went and he came to Rabba to pay him in Shemitah, and Rabba said, Mishamitani. So the Abba took it, and Rabba was sad. So he told him, Abai asked Rabba, why are you sad? So you see, he told him the Maisa. So he went to Abba Menyu and told him, you should have said Ava Pichen. It says, Rabbi Tzadok HaKoyen, the Pshat is, Rabba was sad. Rabba was doing Ratzon Hashem. How can it be the Rabba, the biggest gadol, is sad when he's doing Ratzon Hashem and Shamatani? He's upset that he lost money by doing what Hashem wants? But the answer is, look up Tzadik in two places, the Pre-Tzadik and Pesach HaYislam and Gimel, and the first point of Divrei Sofrim. So look up Tzadik, the fact that Rabba, the big Tzadik, the big gadol ador, was sad, that's a raya that this is not Ratzon Hashem. Because a real Tzadik aligns himself completely to do what Hashem wants in the world. And Rabba was somebody who was completely aligned with Ratzon Hashem. The fact that he had some atzus, he had some sadness, that in itself proved that what happened over here wasn't Ratzon Hashem. Rabbi Tzadik says, as the Pshat also by Avraham Avinu in the Akedo, it says that Avraham Avinu vayishlach as Avraham es yodoy. Avinu had to send his hand to go and kill Yitzchok. Why? Because automatically he was stopping himself from killing Yitzchok. because that was not Ratzon Hashem. And a big tzaddik, what he is, automatic by him, is Ratzon Hashem. Yitzchak's killing in the Akedah wasn't Ratzon Hashem. But Avraham did not know that. So Avraham Avinu fell. Maybe it's my own igias. So he had to push himself. He had to be Meshulech Yad. He had to throw his hand out to do the Akedah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to stop him. But that's the reason the Yishlach Yad. It was, so to speak, difficult for Avraham Avinu to do something which is now the real Ratzon Hashem in the world. So Rav Tzadik says this was the source for Abaye to learn that you should say Av Apichem. Because the Ratzon Hashem is revealed through the Tzadik. And if you connect the Me'ah Shilech together with the Tzadik, Pshat is, there's Oymik Ratzon Hashem in the world that is not always so clear. But you can reveal it and learn it through the Tzadik who reflects Ratzon Hashem. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or wants to go, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.